We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Always here to help Alex and Sarah. Let's say hi to Jensen.
Hi, Jensen.
What's up?
Hey, man, Sarah's going to love you from jump just because your name is Jensen.
Why?
Because you love all the Friday Night Lights boys.
Who's Jensen?
Jensen Eccles? Eccles?
He's not on Friday Night Lights.
What's he on?
Supernatural.
Bro. He lives here, though.
Yeah.
But, well, whatever.
Oh,
the
whatever.
Supernatural guy.
But given in the lineup, she would take Jared Padalecki over
Absolutely.
Jensen.
Of course, but Jensen's a good backup plan.
Okay. They're both married, by the way.
Hopefully.
Just, so are you. We're just make-believe,
bro. Yeah, make-believe.
This is the town of make-believe. My God. All right. Well, I hope that this Jensen is not a good backup plan. Tell us what happened with Megan.
Well, okay. So I did something that I've never really done before, which is pick a girl up from a bar. Mm. Right. So talked, flirt, got a number. I ended up taking her out to dinner, you know, got dessert. I dropped her off at her house. I did pick her up. So I started see if she make the plans for a second date. And she said, you know what, we'll see. I mean, I thought she was just being flirtatious. I don't really know. But it turns out.
That's what she meant.
We'll see. We'll see.
A couple things here. Let's go back to we got dessert.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny you pointed that out.
Oh, boy. I know what you're going
to
say.
Sarah, to you, does that mean something?
I don't think it means anything. I mean, if you're on a fancy meal, getting dessert's fun.
I thought they got dessert like what's up dessert.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
I like to order the what's up dessert.
Yeah, like not the meal, like the what's up. Like that's
Oh, that's not what I thought.
Okay. All right.
I think they mean I
was wondering if you only have dessert if things are going well on the date. You know what I mean? Like, is that a thing? Is that an extra bonding moment? Because dessert is kind of intimate, I feel like.
Is it? Why? Because you share it?
Yeah, you share.
Oh, I never looked
usually,
at it that way.
Right?
Like,
I mean, who gets their own dessert?
Right.
I mean, I guess people do. I never do. I always like to share if I do get a dessert, and
right,
I feel like that's an intimate moment.
People think, oh, I'll just have a bite. Calories don't count.
Right
exactly. Well, man, that sucks, Jensen.
Yeah.
Let's call Megan and see what she has to say, okay? Hang on.
Hello.
Hi, Megan.
Yeah.
Good morning. I know we're catching off guard here, but I want to let you know right away that we are Booker, Alex, and Sarah, and you're on the radio. We're in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we're not on anyone's side. We're here to just kind of mediate a conversation between you and Jensen. He contacted us and is also on the phone because he said that you guys had a nice date. He thought that things really clicked between the two of you, but when he tried to set up a second date, you said, we'll see, and he didn't think that you meant we'll see, but he found out we'll see meant we'll see, and he hasn't seen you. So we wanted to see.
A lot of C's here.
What happened? A lot of C's.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just will say that when somebody says we'll see, most likely that means no. So just FYI.
Well, yeah, I do know that,
I
yes. Anytime I would ask my mom to do something and she says, we'll see, I always know, like, oh, that's never going to happen.
We'll see.
When you put it like that, you're so right.
Hey, could we watch TV when we get home? We'll see. It's never going to happen.
That means no, you're so right, dude.
Yeah. Well, what happened? Yeah. Did he do something wrong in the date?
Yeah, so basically he was driving us and texting the entire time. I'm not comfortable with that, and I asked him to stop. And he did for like a second. And then he continued again. And I mean, I guess like it seems like it was like he was trying to get work done. I'm assuming like we finished business.
Well,
let's
ask if you don't mind, Megan.
That.
I don't want to cut you off, but let's ask Jensen. What was the reason you were texting while driving?
There was a lot of work things going on. Responses I had to deal with. It's work stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna interrupt you there because I asked you to stop, and then you didn't. And you could have pulled over and said, hey, listen, I have some work to do. It's really important. Because I understand that. It makes complete sense. We have to work in this world to put food on our table, for you to take me out on a date, whatever the case may be.
I hear a lot of passion in your voice. It seems like this is very, very important to you.
Yeah, my friend got in a huge car accident because the driver was texting. And I'm sorry, but like she, thank God, is okay. But she was in the hospital for 6 weeks.
Wow.
Okay. And I asked you to stop texting and you continued. I felt so uncomfortable. My heart was racing that entire car ride. I just wanted to get out, and I had used my words and you didn't even listen to me. So if that's the case for just driving, what is it going to be like in the relationship when that was really important to me and I was using my words and you didn't even listen to me?
Wow.
I mean, listen, the date was fine or whatever, but if he is a grown-ass man and he's still texting and, like, when he's driving, that's a deal-breaker. I'm sorry. You shouldn't be texting when you're driving.
I'm so sorry. I mean, obviously, this is something that I need to work on for myself to be a little bit more responsible.
Megan, if that is something that he is willing to invest some time and energy and effort into doing, is there any part of you that is willing to maybe give him a second chance and try to go out with him again?
Well, I will say that I respect that, and I think that that's a really good thing for yourself to work on, not just for yourself, but for other people that are on the road. But no, that will not be happening. I will not be going out with you again.
All right. I get it.
No, me too. She's firm about it, too. Yeah. There's no arguing it.
So, Megan, thank you for coming on with us, and thank you for sharing. Jensen, I'm sorry it didn't work out the way that you had hoped, but, you know, you have a better understanding now.
It's a learning moment.
It's a learning moment. Sarah, yes, it's a learning moment.
Yes, you're right.